Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Join us now is one of the busiest men in all of junior hockey. Ryan Leonard is the co-owner, president, general manager, and head coach of the Cochrane Crunch of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. And Ryan now joins us. You do it all. You're the co-owner, president, GM, and head coach of your club. How do you balance all of that in your day-to-day life?
Well, you know, it's a full-time job for me. You know, we put 60, 70 hours a week into it. It's, you know, we do have a lot of other people involved behind the scenes that do help out. You know, we got a vice president. We've got a bit of a board going, and we have excellent, very excellent support staff here, and I always have. I make sure I support myself around the right people, good hockey people, good people in general from the community. You know, when you're acting as a president, it's no different than acting as a GM. You still got to make the calls, right? So it's something I like to do. I'm passionate about it, and at the end of the day, is you still have to be the one to always make the final decision. So it's why not just be the man?
Ryan, you and your wife are co-owners of the team. Walk us through the story of how you guys decided to buy the franchise.
Well, we were in Nelly Lake, Ontario. We were known as the Nelly Lake Bobcats. I started that program up in 2007. Back then, we were in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League. Very successful there. We back-to-back championships in the league. Finally, in 2010, we had a 41-0-1 season. And then we went through and won the championships and playoffs. And our ownership then, back then, out of Toronto, decided they were pulling out of Elliott Lake. And so my wife and I decided that we were going to purchase the hockey club, as we were already I was already a partial owner of the team back then as a head coach and general manager, but not the minority owner. And we bought the owners out, and we wanted to keep the team in Elliott Lake, as I wasn't from Elliott Lake. I'm from Sault Ste. Marie. I just moved there to actually run the program for them starting in 2007, and we made Elliott Lake home, and I was able to get a transfer with the Algoma District School Board, where I was employed for 14 years working with autism and special needs, and had a full-time job in Elliott Lake from that. I was able to transfer from Sault Ste. Marie. So we stayed in Elliott Lake 2010, bought the program, and 2 years later, we moved the program to Hockey Canada, where now we're going into our sixth season here in the CJHL.
You mentioned teaching kids with autism and other special needs for 14 years. What was that experience like for you?
That was a great experience, you know. And again, it's this all comes down to hockey. It's a hockey circle. And I was playing junior A hockey my last year. I was going to school to work with special needs and taking a DSW program. And I was out in London, Ontario, and that's when I got a call to come back and play junior A hockey with the Sioux Thunderbirds in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. And they were the ones that helped me get a full-time job at the school board. And that was back when I was 20. So I landed a full-time job in the school board at 20 years old. And you know, here I am now at 37 years old, and 4 years ago I retired from the school board to take hockey on full time, and we moved to Cochrane. And I really don't consider it a job. I'm passionate about hockey, and I get to have fun with my hobby. And you know, we live the life every day that we like to live, and get up and go to work, and just help the kids.
Wow, that's awesome. Ryan, you've done a tremendous job getting players to come to Cochrane to play for the organization. You're known as a tireless, relentless recruiter. Last offseason, you traveled all over the place. Vegas, BC, Wisconsin, Toronto, just to name a few of the places you went to. What are those trips like for you?
You know, those trips started back in 2007, and every year I go to the same six or seven events, and you meet a lot of friends, you meet a lot of faces, and when I pull up there and I get to the arena, like, you're here again. So it's you get to know a lot of faces in the hockey right across North America, and you have to do it. And you know, some events where you go, there's 300-400 kids. You might come back empty-handed and not have a player, but the point that you're out there promoting your program, promoting your team, meeting parents, meeting other coaches and owners and other leagues, you create all these relationships and bonds, and you create some trust, and that's what helps build you a stable foundation, a stable program. And that's one of the reasons why our program hasn't had an issue over the 11 years of recruiting top-end talent, be it Elliott Lake or Cochrane.
Ryan, the past three seasons alone, 18 of your players have moved on to play NCAA hockey in the U.S. How satisfying is that for you?
For us, that's huge. That's six players a year on average, plus that's not including the kids that I have playing CIS University Hockey, which is another five kids. So right now, and over the last 3 years, we've got 23 kids playing university hockey. And so we're doing our job as an organization, getting them on to the next level. I spend tirelessly hours on the phone here in the wintertime making phone calls to all the schools, to some of the contacts I've created in the NCAA and some of the CIS. And you know, they trust what we have here and how we work with our kids and how disciplined we are with our program. And right now I'm looking at, from 3 years ago, Max Glashauser is now a captain of his program. Brett Wagner is a captain, one of the captains of his programs. I think I have five captains in the last 3 years now on NCAA programs that come through my program here in the last 4 years.
Well, Ryan, it sounds like you're a very busy man. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us today, and good luck down the stretch.
Thank you.
That was Cochrane Crunch co-owner, president, general manager, and head coach, Ryan Leonard. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.